Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Tuesday, April 3. Coming up, Prime Minister pays tribute to Winnie Mandela, Queen's Warehouse reopened, and increased employment opportunities coming for Ocharias residents. The news in detail after this message.
Hi, I'm Simone, and my disability doesn't prevent me from being a productive member of society.
Thanks to the HeartTrust NTA Empowerment Program, I got on-the-job training, career coaching, and life skills, and I am now gainfully employed.
HeartTrust, through the NYS, has expanded its empowerment program to include all persons with disabilities aged 17 to 34 years. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Apply before the April 6 deadline. For more information, visit any Heart, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service office near you, or call 754-9816.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has paid tribute to the life of late anti-apartheid leader and former member of the African National Congress, Winnie Madikizela Mandela. Hailing her as a champion of freedom and the proclaimed mother of South Africa, Mr. Holness says Madikizela Mandela's death again brings into focus the ongoing struggle against racism being endured by black people around the world. The former wife of South Africa's first black president, Nelson Mandela, Winnie Mandela maintained the struggle against an unjust regime for 27 years while her then-husband was incarcerated. Recognizing Jamaica's support for the anti-apartheid movement, Nelson and Winnie Mandela visited the island in 1991, 1 year after his release from prison. Mrs. Madikizela Mandela died on Monday in Johannesburg and will be honored by a state funeral on April 14. She was 81 years old. The government has reopened the Queen's Warehouse at 230 Spanish Town Road in St. Andrew. The complex was closed in 2015 due to concerns by the St. Andrew Public Health Department. It has since been upgraded and cleaned for the benefit of staff and persons who use the facility. More space has also been added to facilitate importers. In a message read by Special Advisor at the Ministry of Finance, Virali Latipadere, Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favour Williams, says the reopening will help to maximize revenue for the Jamaica Customs Agency and the government. Ms. Latipadere was speaking at the reopening ceremony recently. She adds that containers were also procured as remedial storage to accommodate files and documents. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with two groups in St. Anne to increase access to its Labour Market Information System LMIS for employers and job seekers. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Colette Roberts-Risden says the agreement with the St. Anne Chamber of Commerce and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association JHTA will foster more employment opportunities in the parish while making a larger pool of qualified candidates available to employers.
We're trying to get our youth, our more vulnerable groups, into productive employment so that they can fend for themselves. We've been able to place 3,000 persons in jobs through this system. So if we continue to build partnerships like this all across the island, that 3,000 will soon become 10, 20, 30 as we grow.
Mrs. Roberts-Risden says the increased employment that will result from this initiative will help the country to reduce poverty and engage vulnerable groups and youth in productive activities. The LMIS is a one-stop data and information source designed to satisfy the needs of job seekers and employers through its newly improved website. And local inspection bodies for goods and services are being urged to take advantage of the extended period for free pre-assessment being offered by the Jamaica National Agency for Accreditation, JANAC. Chief Executive Officer Sharon May Shirley says entities now have up to the end of April to benefit from the offer.
No professional fees. 50% discount on professional fees if you are an inspection body. Now you will never get this again.
Mrs. Shirley was speaking recently at a workshop on the National Quality Policy 2017 in St. Andrew. The National Quality Policy 2017, now in its white paper stage, articulates the government's position on the quality of goods and services produced and consumed in Jamaica. The new policy will help to upgrade the quality of locally produced goods and services to internationally required standards, not only for local consumers, but for the export market. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.